Yeah, I think we're like even. Woo! Good morning!
Good morning, everybody!
Good morning! Very exciting to be here
on a Tuesday. Yeah.
First things first, before I forget, and then we're going to get into this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Their Real Clear Politics changed the election results last night. They took Pennsylvania away from Biden, and they put it back in this, like, you know, unknown category.
Like election purgatory?
Right. Like where all the four others, where North Carolina is and Georgia. They took it away, and then that took down Joe's electoral votes to 259, meaning he didn't win yet. And so it was really weird. I mean, that just sort of happened. And then, of course, AG Barr came out and said, yeah, hey, all you district attorneys, go ahead and look into anything that looks irregular. And people are so mad. And I'm just like, why are you mad at wanting to look at irregularities? Like, why would that make anybody mad?
Why are you mad at data? I mean, it's just why are you mad at facts? Why are you mad at democracy? Why are you mad at these things? People who are mad at these things, I don't know if I can be friends with because they don't like America. I have a problem with that, you guys. I just have a problem with all of this. This is like all giving me, it's they're pushing it. They're like rushing the narrative. It's every day. It's like, it's an onslaught of media stories. It's like, they're already running with this whole, you guys, we have a dog back in the White House.
Oh my God. Listen, I love dogs. You love dogs. I
mean, of course we love dogs.
This is not an important thing for me.
But why are we talking about that right now? I mean, this just shows you how completely in bed and how sexually, like, how they're all completely incestuous. How the media and the Democrats are so like, they're all, this is what they are. It's so ridiculous. If you can't see that, then you are blind and you have had your head so far up your butt for the past, I don't know how many years, at least four. And I feel sorry for you. You're being manipulated. You're being so incredibly manipulated if you can't see that. It's nauseating. It's just so nauseating to see stories like that right now. And they haven't, it is not settled yet. It's not settled.
But like when AG Barr made his announcement, which to me was so like a non thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
So he said, yes, people should absolutely, district attorneys should go ahead and look into irregularities. I was like, that's it? That's all you're going to do? I figured there would be a lot more, but that was it. And so then everybody was like, how dare he? How dare he be so partisan?
Oh my
and
God.
Even Joe Biden released a statement going, this election is over. Well, no, it isn't.
No,
I mean,
not.
There's still some stuff to look into.
It's not over. It's not over until Lizzo sings. Come on.
And then did you see, there's so many people. Whoopi Goldberg was my favorite. Whoopi said, you guys, you just need to do what we did and suck it up. Like, just accept the results and suck it up like we did. And I was like, you haven't said Trump's name in 4 years.
Is that
how you want us to suck it up?
There has been no sucking up of anything.
No,
by you people.
There's been complete rejection.
Yeah, yeah. And listen. And if the results are clearly in his favor, What we need to do is protest in a way that they never did. Because of course we're not going to go out there and burn buildings and blow up cars, right? They said, we're not going to do that. That's not what we do, you know? And we just won't. That's not what our side does. What we need to do is get really loud, and we need to legally and, you know, and forcefully protest in the way that we know how. And that is through showing them with our businesses and showing them with our money and showing them with voting at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level, showing them how we feel about this. We need to show them, y'all. It's like, that's what we have to do. We have to get on school boards. We have to do everything that we can. You need to get involved in every way that you can. That is what you have to do. That's how we need to get loud about this. And not in a way that they do it, because they're gross. It's gross. It's gross the way that they do things. That's not how Americans are supposed. We're not supposed to act that way. You know, that's not graceful and gracious in being American. We need to do it legally and just the right way. Right. But we need to do it. We have to do that. I mean, people can't get complacent now if, in fact, it is in his favor or if they steal it, if they do it, yeah. if they do it in a way that was not on the up and up. Because, listen, I was listening to Barstool Sports this morning. I was taking my daughter to swim practice. And like the guy was talking about how his mom got four ballots in the mail.
Oh my God.
She got four ballots. His mother-in-law got four ballots. If something's wrong with our system. His mother got a ballot that didn't have her right name on it. So she sent it back and she ended up never getting a ballot. So you can't tell me that. I mean, that's one guy and he's in New York. So you can't tell me that there is not fraud happening in our country. And I don't know what happened in elections past, but I know that this election is riddled with fraud. There's all sorts of issues. And then it's like that's not even at the ballot box. Those are just ballots being mailed to people. And the fact that we allowed this mail-in ballot bullcrap to even happen, you and I were talking about that on the radio all the time about how, of course, there's going to be fraud. I mean, of course there
is. This is the same government that sent over a million people stimulus money that are dead.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This is not a government that can handle, that is going to handle an election without fraud.
Without involving
dead people. I mean, this is just a fact.
Exactly. I feel like this is common sense, y'all. There were going to be problems. There have been problems. And for people to now say, I can't believe that you're saying that there's problems. How could you say that?
Well, and these are the same people who are like, people tampered with the election results last time. And now they're like, it's not possible to tamper with elections.
Like, what is wrong with you? Yeah, it's because they want so badly to have this guy president and they're just rushing it along. They're just rushing it. And that's not okay. It's just not okay. We've got to wait. We've got to be patient. I mean, it is so close that we have to make sure that we're doing this correctly. And you know what? We'll probably never really know what the real results are of this election. We'll never know the real number. I mean, because
it's just interesting though, that RCP would literally think that there's enough going on that they would pull Pennsylvania out from Joe Biden's column.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, and I wondered if others outlets would follow suit, but at least by the time I went to bed last night, no one else had.
Yeah. And the bottom line is that how many people have been saying in the past couple of days, the media does not call elections.
Right. I mean,
And they're doing it and it's all over the place. And this is what people are inundated with day in and day out. They go to their social media, they get on their computer every day and they're inundated with all this news and they see, oh, Joe Biden is president. Oh, Joe Biden, there's a dog in the White House now.
Everything is right again.
Everything's great. Oh my God. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are saying that everything's great. That's great. You guys, it's great. I mean, it's just a bunch of crap. Like what is going on with our country? It's craziness. It's so crazy.
And, I mean, I think the easiest thing is whenever there's pushback from a Democrat, who's like, how dare they look into election hullabaloo or irregularities? The question is, why don't you want them to?
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to know that your guy won fair and square?
Yeah.
You know why? Because you know he didn't.
Right.
That's why. That's why everybody's like, oh, no, don't look into this. It's over. It's over. Well, if you really thought he won fair and square, you would have no problem with anybody looking into the actual irregularities. Mm-hmm. You would be like, yeah, bring it on because I know my guy won. And maybe he did. I don't know. But I want to know. That's
exactly
the whole point.
Exactly. I mean, you would want that for your kids playing sports. Mm-hmm. You would want that for yourself. If you were in some sort of a competition, I would hope that you would want that. So why not for the president of the United States of America? Get bent. I swear, these people, it's out of control. It's just out of control. And then obviously everybody's seen the stuff about Pfizer and Lilly. Today.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting stuff. And of course, the stock market was like, woo! You know, everything was yay yesterday because Pfizer said, hey, guess what? We're actually already in production of a vaccine that is showing to be 90% effective and safe. And we're going to, people can take it like within the next 6 to 8 weeks. And by the end of the year, we're going to have a bunch of doses out. And so, of course, Democrats are like, this is terrible news. I don't even know how they're spinning it as terrible news.
Why would that be terrible?
And Trump is like, yay, except, hey, could you maybe not have said this a week ago? Like, why did you wait until right now to make your announcement, Pfizer, to make your announcement, Lilly? Why are you waiting until right now?
Yeah.
Could you not have given me a little credit?
Pretty interesting. Well, I mean, he should get credit for this, obviously, because the fast tracking happened because of Trump.
Right. We knew that, but Democrats are, you know, there's going to be leftists who are like, right when Joe Biden was called president, everything just fell into place.
And now the oceans will heal and he's going to cure cancer.
I mean, that's what they think.
And that's what their friend Brian got out on Facebook yesterday. He's a brilliant writer that we know. And he got on Facebook yesterday and he was like, is cancer cured yet? Because Joe Biden's president, you guys, he said he was going to cure cancer. Is it cured? Because, I mean, I really want to know. And it's true. I mean, this is a guy who promises all this bull crap. And Democrats are like, oh, yeah, it's going to be great, you guys.
Fauci's tone completely changed because
yesterday.
A few weeks ago when Trump was saying this vaccine will be ready, you know, before the year's end. And Fauci was like, there's no way, that's not possible. And now he's like, yeah, this is absolutely, you know, we're talking before the end of the year, we're absolutely going to have people vaccinated. And he's all Mr. Positive Pants about it. I mean, it's so obvious how partisan they are. And I don't blame Trump for being so mad at Pfizer, at Lilly, at Fauci, at everybody that is acting like, oh, this is like amazing. Now that Joe Biden's president, finally things are getting done.
Right.
Suck a bowl.
Yeah. Like suck all the bowls.
Every bowl.
I swear these people are just insufferable. And it's all because of the media and the way they just run with this, the narrative.
Yeah.
If they had a media that was actually doing its job, right? If Trump's administration had a media that was doing its actual freaking job, then they would have, just said, you know what? This is a great thing. Like it's a positive thing. And this is something that happened on Trump's watch. It is an actual win for him, you guys. It really is. You can't spin it any other way. Now our stupid media is going to try to do that, and they are doing that. But it is a win for him because I worked in pharma, and I will tell you that it takes a lot longer than what it's taken to get this crap through. And the reason that it's gotten through so quickly is because he was like, you know what, government, get out of the freaking way.
Yeah,
that's the reason that it takes so long for these drugs to get through. It's not because scientists and doctors and researchers and people who do this stuff can't get it through quickly. It's because government always gets in the way. The FDA and all these government agencies are constantly putting up boundaries and hurdles for organizations like Lilly and Pfizer. I mean, it takes forever and it takes a lot of money. And we have to, and I say we, when I used to work at places, I worked at Lilly, I worked at Abbott, I've worked at pharmaceutical companies. You're constantly having to pay and jump through hoops to get these things approved. This is what you have to, because the government is constantly putting up barriers and hurdles, right?
And so, he got them out of the way.
And no one else
would have done that. Joe Biden wouldn't have done that.
Totally. He wouldn't have done that.
Was it him? Who was it yesterday that was saying this was terrible because, it was Cuomo. It was Andrew Cuomo who was all, well, this is terrible because this means that Trump is going to be the one that's responsible for production and distribution. And his process is already massively flawed. I'm like,
have you seen the process?
You are the last person who should be saying anything about anything when it comes to COVID.
Right.
You literally killed people in nursing homes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what the hell? So now it's all bad news for Democrats. As long as Trump is there, everything's terrible. Well, hello. It was in March where he was like, we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And everyone laughed at him. And here we are.
Well, guess what? Don't take it. I'll take it and I'll give it to my family. My family will take it. Everybody has a choice. You know, if it's seriously, you don't have to take it, but I will.
Yeah, because we were talking before we went live about the fact that this is a very different technology in this vaccine, one that doesn't actually use any dead virus in it, like so many other vaccines that we're used to taking. This one has no dead virus in it, no live virus in it. It is totally using like these messenger particles that literally carry a message to the body that know, and they know they're programmed to do exactly what they're like programmed to do. And it's pretty amazing technology, and Pfizer is obviously leading it, and it's awesome.
The only thing that I'd want to do before taking it is I'd want to go through the documentation and read what the SAEs and the AEs are, which are the serious adverse events and the adverse events. That's all I'd want to do. I just want to see what those are. And then after reading that and making sure that, you know, I feel good about it, I think I'd probably be okay. If it has 90% efficacy,
right?
I feel pretty good about that. I mean, I think I'd be okay with it. I think the antibody treatment with Lilly, I think that that's a great thing too. And they obviously fast track that as well.
Yeah.
Those people have been working around the clock. My husband works at Lilly, and those people I know, he knows that. I mean, those people that he works with, that's the whole reason they've had people out of the building, and the people, the lab people, all the scientists and the people who have been working on that have been working furiously to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that has been fast tracked. There's, you know, he got the government out of the way. And that is a great thing. And he should be given some credit for that.
And he's not.
He'll never be given credit for it. Just like he's never been given credit for, you know, peace.
Right.
You know, he'll never be given credit for stuff like that. And it's a shame. It's a real shame because our media is an absolute freaking disgrace. They're a disgrace.
Yeah.
You know, they're too busy.
Apparently, like, Neil Cavuto cut somebody off yesterday when they were trying to explain, they were trying to talk about some evidence of election fraud, and he literally just cut them off. And it was so startling to people who were watching that it was clear that people at Fox have gotten their marching orders. There's
right.
No question about it. I don't know how Tucker is able to continue being Tucker.
Yeah.
But he is. I mean, he's one of the few that are still out there speaking the truth. But everybody else on Fox, it's like they all went to a meeting and were told, do not entertain any discussions about election fraud. Just don't.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy. Weird. Yeah.
And people are noticing. Everybody sees it, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
We all see it. Well, when Trump does lose, right? When he's kicked out of the White House, it's like we've said for the past, I've been talking about this for like a year and a half. He'll start a media conglomerate and he will take people like Tucker. He will take the Hannitys. He'll take the Laura Ingrams, and he will be like, I'll give you more pay. You know, he'll take them and he'll be like, I'll give you the freedom to say whatever the hell you want to say, because mm-hmm. this is America. And you don't think that they're going to jump at that. They will go, they will flee. And that company will kick everybody's ass.
God, it'll explode.
He will kick all the ass. I mean, he will. And he'll become loaded doing that, because he's always been successful. And you know what? More power to him. Because we need something like that. You know, we need a media company that is unafraid and that is free speech again, you know, and not a freaking, I guess, an arm of the Democrat Party. That's all these other ones are. And Fox is becoming that, too. And it's terrifying to watch.
Did you see Don Lemon just outright admit that, like, when he was getting all emotional, he didn't get as emotional as Van Jones did, but he was choked up when they announced Joe Biden. He was all choked up. He was talking to Chris Cuomo and he was like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I don't care if this gets me fired. I just don't care if I'm seen as partisan. I'm just so emotional. I'm so happy. I'm so relieved about it. He just said all the things. Like, he just said it. It was incredible.
What the Walter Cronkites of the past are rolling in their graves.
Oh my God. I can't imagine.
I mean, and puking. can you even, like, these people have no shame and they don't know how to do their jobs. These are not journalists. These are propagandists is what they are. And they should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. It's gross what they do.
I guess Fox's ratings on election night and ever since have just plummeted.
Good.
And people are
good.
Like, bye. I mean, people are so mad. And, you know, the problem is that they're going to CNN and MSNBC, which is, I mean, you're not going to get anything better there. You know what I mean?
No.
So that's, I think it would be great if Trump started something new.
I think conservatives are just, they're just going to alternatives. They're going to the web. They're probably going to like the Breitbarts and the Blazes and the Daily Wires and, you know, us and people that they're just going to other sources because they can't deal. I mean, they're just turning off their TVs. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them, because why would you want to watch that garbage? If it's just like everybody else, why would you want to watch it? I don't want to watch it. And so, you know, and I actually don't watch a whole lot of network news. I just don't. I'll turn on Fox on the weekends, because I feel like on the weekends it's a little bit more palatable.
Really? Because that's when Chris Wallace is on. And that's when all the Sunday shows are on.
I'm talking about in the morning, like early. Oh. I get up at like 6 a.m. You don't get up at 6 a.m. No. I know on the weekend.
That sounds like a lot of work.
you sleep in. I don't sleep in. Yeah. So I watch like, who's that? The hot guy that's like he's an ex-Marine.
You think he's hot? Pete Hegseth?
Pete Hegseth. He's hot. Yeah. He's a cutie patootie. Yeah. I like watching him. And then, Jedediah, she's a libertarian. I like her because she's
libertarian. I'm not a huge fan.
She's all right. I like her because she's all about like, you know, I think she also believes that taxation is theft. And so, you know, she and I kind of see eye to eye on that.
I think what it is that bugs me about her, because there's nothing that she says that bothers me, but she looks too much like Kathy Aru, that crazy liberal Sherpa that was always on Tucker's show.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She looks like her. And then it just gives me the heebie jeebies. And then I can't
deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have hangups. You're so Seinfeld.
I do. I get, yeah.
You're very Seinfeld about people. You know, you're so
Seinfeld.
You're so Seinfeld. You're like, she's got this weird middle toe and I just can't, I can't deal with her. Okay.
It's so true.
Because her little middle toe and I can't be friends with her. Yeah. I'm just like, I can see past the middle toe. It's fine. Whatever. I know, whatever. It's fine. Your toe is fine. Yeah.
Also, I don't like her name.
Jedediah. Yeah, I don't. That's a little strange. I got to admit. I'm with you on that. I don't know. Like, why do you name your kid Jedediah? Like, I feel like, first of all, isn't that a dude name, first of all? But it's very.
Yeah, I don't. Well,
is it biblical?
Sounds kind of like Jeremiah.
No, I'm thinking Jebediah. Or is it?
Oh, Jebediah. Yeah, Jebediah. That sounds familiar. Yeah, all of it's too much.
I know. Gina says it's an old-fashioned name. I get it. I totally
Mine
get
is
it.
Too. Oh my God, I have the worst old-fashioned name. But it doesn't take like 7 years to say it. I mean, that's the problem. Does she go by something for short?
I think that they sometimes call her Jed on the show. They'll call her Jed, which is, you know, that's cute.
Okay.
It is. It's cute, but you're right. It is long.
It's a long name. Say.
Right. Right.
Did you hear that Biden he's already announced what his first day one executive order actions are going to be?
The dream shit. I'm sorry. Stuff. Sorry, guys. Sorry. It's sorry. The dream stuff.
I'm gonna get the goat.
He's going to be like, listen, millions of illegals, you know, come on in.
He's going to repeal the travel ban.
That's right.
He thinks it's anti-Muslim.
It's not mean. Yeah. Listen, it's fine. And I think we should just say, you know, let's just be friends with ISIS too. I think we should totally. Is that because I mean, that's mean to be mean to ISIS, right?
Yeah, and then I mean, they mean well. I'm sure.
Totally. I mean, I'm sure that there's some. I'm sure that there's some really, really decent. There's not. I'm kidding. This is all okay. So the travel ban.
But then the worst parts are that he's going to rejoin the Paris Accords and rejoin WHO, yeah, which are the most pointless, just money grabs for those organizations that we have done way more for than we've gotten in return.
Well, I mean,
they're absolutely pointless.
You don't need your money, you guys. I mean, why would you need your money? It's just dumb. And then he's also going to, I saw the biggest part, the thing that stood out to me the most yesterday was he wants to reverse America First. Because
what in the hell?
Why would you want America to be first, you guys? I mean, America sucks. I mean,
we have to atone, man. We got to atone for so many sins.
It's mean to say America's first. America should never be first. I mean, I don't know what you guys are thinking. I don't know. Who do you guys think should be first? Who do you guys say? Just pick a country, not America.
No,
it's like it's
we're
mean.
Bad.
We're bad and awful and shut up, America. Who do you guys think should be first? Should it be China?
Well, if it's Joe Biden and his son Hunter with his big yellow front teeth, makes sense. It should be China.
It should be China. I mean, in light of everything that they've done for us this past year,
right?
I mean, it's since we're all sitting in our homes and having to wear freaking masks now. You know, I went shopping this past weekend. I had to get my daughter a pair of shoes. We went to DSW Shoe Warehouse, which is, you know, one of my favorite places. And so she needed some shoes. So we had to go, and I almost forgot to wear my mask. And we were with my mother-in-law. And so we got out of the car, and I was like, oh, dang it. And I forgot to put my mask on. You know, you do that. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, and you have to go back to your car and get your mask. And so I was putting it on, and my mother-in-law made the comment like this. She looked at my 10-year-old daughter, and she's like, I don't think she's ever going to not know a world where she has to wear a mask.
You mean where she doesn't have to wear one?
That's where I'm at. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like
she's not okay.
Right. And I for a moment, like I had this sense of panic, like, oh my God, I don't think that my daughter is going to know a world where she doesn't have to wear a mask. And cause I mean, let's face it. When are they going to tell, when is that day? Like, when are we not going to have to wear masks again, you guys?
Yeah, because they can't just say it's when we get a vaccine, because right. Then they'll say, well, it has to be a mandated vaccine. Otherwise, we are going to continue to have to wear masks. And of course, people are not going to be okay with that.
Right.
And there's going to be plenty of people who choose not to take it, which is their prerogative.
Right.
And so we're just going to have to wear. I mean, he's already talking about the national mask mandate. So
exactly.
This is definitely happening.
So my kid,
and that is terrifying.
Yes, then my kid is always going to have to wear a mask. She's never going to know a world where she doesn't have to do. I can't. And I had this feeling of like despair in that moment. Cause I was like, I don't, oh my God. Yeah. Cause you know, anyway, that was a really terrifying moment. I don't like that. I don't want that America for her. I would really like better. I hope that you guys too. So let's fight back with our votes and our voices and do it the right way. But really, everybody get involved, you guys. It's just crucial that we do that for our kids.
Send your money. If you have any available pennies, nickels, dimes, whatever you have right now, send it to fight for the Senate in Georgia. That's
right.
Where we need to send.
Oh my God, you guys.
Right now.
It's so true. I mean, I don't know what we have to. We have to fight for Georgia. We have to.
Because we got to hold on to the Senate. Otherwise, we are freaking toast.
Yeah.
Because that's just way too much power. Way too much power. Can we just mention really quickly that they're already talking about a replacement for Alex Trebek, and George Stephanopoulos wants the job, according to
him.
Can you imagine? First of all, he's like, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah. He's a hobbit.
Right.
No.
You can't.
No, and he's not smart like Alex Trebek. No, Alex Trebek was like this stately, brilliant, classic, a very classy guy. Mm-mm, no, it can't be. It can't be
it
a
can't
hobbit.
Be George.
It can't be a hobbit.
Nope. So that's unacceptable.
No.
Also, Joe Biden did release he announced his advisory board for COVID yesterday, and it includes Zeke Emanuel. Who is that guy who wrote an article like a couple years ago saying nobody should live past the age of 75?
Yeah.
That's the guy that they're putting on the advisory board to help cure COVID or manage COVID.
Right.
So his idea is going to be, let's just not treat old people.
Don't treat anybody past the age. I mean, really, I thought it was 71.
No, 75.
Is it 75? I mean,
yeah.
We don't need people past. So my mother, you know.
She doesn't get a vaccine.
Her life is pointless, you guys. Pointless.
Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable.
I was just like, and the dude is 63 now.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not terribly far away from that number. Now he's saying it's not like he's going to off himself. He wrote that it just means he's going to deny himself treatment that goes beyond, like, he would never get a vaccine after the age of 75, he said. So if he's already saying that, why are we entrusting him to make decisions about the most vulnerable population when it comes to COVID? This is insane.
No, why are we trusting
him? Democrats are probably like, this is fine. This makes total sense.
Why are we trusting him about anything? That guy's an idiot. There are people who are 93 years old who are living awesome lives and who have beat this thing. You know, these are,
yeah, that's true.
My mom is 75 and is active. She lives a great life. She's, you know, her, she's kicking, you know, it's like, don't, and this is America. You don't get to decide that for other people. That is like, I think that's the basis of this. You don't get to do that. This is America. You can bugger off. Unbelievable.
Listen, before we have to wrap up, I wanted to mention everybody that we are on Cameo. We're available on Cameo for you to order up personalized video messages, but only this week because you and I are getting together for lunch on Friday. And so we've made ourselves bookable again on the Cameo app. So if you want to, you know, order up a personalized video message, do it within the next few days because we're going to fulfill those orders on Friday and then we're going to shut down again until we figure out another play date.
Yeah.
And same goes for books. So like, you know, if you want a signed copy of Write for a Reason, you got to put those orders in right now so that we can get them signed on Friday and shipped out to people. So that's right. The other thing that I just want. And then we're also recording another podcast today, our long form podcast that happens every Tuesday that gets released on Wednesdays. So that is also happening today. So you'll definitely want to tune in for that.
Make sure that you guys are subscribing to this podcast because Facebook is giving us trouble again. Like they're acting really weird with us. And so, yeah, just make sure that you're subscribed. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody is going over to Parler. I don't know if you guys have gone over to Parler. They've been acting. I mean, it's so wonky over there.
It's really a problem right now.
My God. I think because so many people have like made them, it's been mass exodus to Parler. And so they're trying to work out all that. It is good.
Ready for these surges. You know what I mean?
Right. They're not. I
see Dan Bongino getting a lot of grief about it on Twitter that like the app sucks, blah, blah, blah. But I know that they're working on it. We're out there at Chicks on Right. So make sure to follow us there.
Right.
And then I think that's really
it. I think that's it too. All right. You guys bring it in.
Bring it in.
You guys, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.